Okay, Rebosa, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Beit Daf Chavtes. Good to be back in the saddle after a wonderful, wonderful Yontif. A good winter, I think they say, or some people say, which really just means Hatzlacha with, now we got to get down to work, right? The Chagim are over. Baruch Hashem, we were blessed with a good Psak, and now we just got to get down to work, making good on all those promises. And what better way to start growing and learning throughout the year then to continue with the Daf Yomi. So we're here on Chav Ches Amud Beis. We have tremendous chus to finish this third parak today. And we are here at the Mishnah, right? We've been talking about different ways to conduct quote-unquote business on Yontif, right? If you need to arrange for food and, you know, to buy stuff and whatever. So we've been discussing that for the last day or so. And the Mishnah continues. It says, Lo yomar adam latavach shakol li b'diner's basar ava shokhen u'mechalik b'neim. Right, a person shouldn't say to a butcher, right, give me a dinar, which is obviously a coin. Give me a dinar's worth of meat. You shouldn't say that. I mean, you shouldn't mention the dinar, right? Again, we kind of learned that from the previous Mishnah or one of the previous Mishnahs from yesterday. But it could be the language of a dinar. You shouldn't mention the money. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell me. Okay, aval shokin mechalik b'nehem. But really, what he could do, he can shecht the animal, right? And then the butcher can kind of give out the meat, right? Let's say you get a leg, and you get a thigh, and you get a this, right? And then he settles up after Yontif. So Gemara says, hechi yavid. How do we do this? Meaning, how do we make sure, right, that you get, right? Let's say you want a dinar's worth of meat, right? So how do you work it out? So kihab is the besura, right? In surah Amri, they would say, tarta upalgu tarta, the type of meat, the amount of meat that you could mention, right? In surah, they called it a tarta, meaning that's what they would say. Meaning the butchers would cut up the cow, right? And then you'd say, give me a tarta, or give me two tartas, give me half a tarta, right? I mean, you could mention the slices or the types of meat, but you shouldn't mention the money amount. And the Gemara just lists what this meat was called, right, in other places. Right, Benarash, Amri and Narash, they said Chalka Upalgu Chalka, they called it a Chalka. Pumbadisa, Amri and Pumbadisa, they called it Uzi Upalgu Usia. Right, it was either an Uzia or half an Uzia. And Benar Upalgud in this over Mas Mechasi, in those two towns, Amri, they would call it a river, Upalga River, and they would just call it, that's what they would call it. And that's how you could do it. You say, give me a river's worth, not a river's worth, but a river, right? It's like one item, right? Even though it's a cut of meat, right? It's not one egg, but it's one meat, right? One piece of meat or half a river. Okay, that's how you would phrase it without mentioning the monetary amount. Okay, says the Mishnah. Omer adam lechavero mali li klize avalo b'mida. You can say to your friend, right, fill up this kli, this utensil, right? Let's say pour me a cup of wine or pour me a bottle of wine or whatever it is, but you shouldn't give a measurement, meaning you shouldn't, the Gemara is going to like talk about what exactly is going on over there, but you shouldn't give a measurement for the amount of, let's say, wine that you want. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kli shel mida, right, if you're pouring it into a measuring cup or a pitcher or, let's say, a bottle, right, a 1 liter bottle of wine, lo yumalenu, right, that's also no good, meaning if what he's filling the wine, let's say, into is a measured utensil, so that's also not okay, even though you didn't mention, let's say, the liter or the gallon or whatever it is that he's filling up. Ma'is of Abishol ben Butnis. There's a story with Abishol, the son of Butnis, right? Shahayim malim midasu me'erev yontif. Right? He would actually do this. He would actually pour, let's say, the mida, the amounts, right? He would prepare his wine amounts on erev yontif. V'noslan l'kuchos be'yontif, and then he would give it out on Yontif, meaning he would pre-fill, right? He'd pre-fill his wine bottles, let's say. Abba Shol says, Af b'moiros again. He would even do this. Abba Shol says that this is obviously different Abba Shol, but Abba Shol says that Abba Shol ben Butnis would do it even a Chol HaMoed. Right, meaning, obviously, it doesn't mean on Moed, right? We just said he would do it on Erev Yontif, right? Obviously, Moed here means Chol HaMoed. And he would even do that on Chol HaMoed. There's no Isser Malacha for this type of stuff on Chol HaMoed. So, why? Mepnei Birure Hamidos. He says, because of the Birure Hamidos. They literally translate Birure as foam. That's the translation in the art school, at least. But what it means is basically, if you ever pour, it's easier to explain with beer, if you ever pour a beer into a cup, right, there's a lot of head that foams up at the top. So, right, if you ask for a cup of beer, and the guy pours you from the tap, right, and the foam fills up to the top very quickly, so, and, you know, you take the beer back to your table, right, in a minute, you're going to have much less beer, right? You're not going to have a full cup. It's the same thing with wine. Wine also has that element. And I guess it's called foaming. I'm not sure. I'm not a wine guy. I'm a beer guy. But either way, so that's what he was doing. I mean, he would do it from Erev Yontif or Erev Chol HaMoed the night before, because otherwise, if he would pour it, let's say, from the tap or from whatever, from the I guess back then they would take it from the barrel, so it would have this type of head, this type of extra foam on top of it, and the customer wouldn't get the full amount. So basically, because of his honesty, right, Abba Shol would feel it. They said that he would fill it the night before. The Chachamim say, Af B'chol, it's like, no, he would even do it on a weekday, meaning not a forget Chol HaMoed, right, B'nei Mitzui Hamidos. Rashi explains over there that's talking about oil, that he would make sure that the oil would drip down into the containers at night. Right? You can imagine, right, if you pour oil into, let's say, a measuring cup, and then you pour it into the cup, let's say, the bottle you're giving the customer, so there's always some oil left over. Right? So what he would do is unbelievable, right, righteousness, to make sure that the customer would get the full amount. He would, let's say, leave the measuring cup hanging overnight to make sure that all the oil dripped down into the bottle. Right? So that was very, very special. Right? He didn't want to, you know, I guess, steal from the customers. So he would do this, right, incredible, right, thing in terms of his business, to be completely scrupulously honest. Okay, my Ava below me, right? If you remember, the Mishnah had said, a person can say to himself, fill up this kli, but you can't, avalomi b'mida, but you can't say with a measurement. What does that mean? So we're going to have two opinions, I think. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shmuel says, avalomi kli, am yuchad l'mida. You can't fill up a special measuring cup, a special utensil that is set aside for measuring. Avakli omid l'mida, yemalenu. But a kli that's omid l'mida, what's the difference? What that means is that a kli that will eventually be used for measuring, but it currently does not, let's say, it doesn't have the notches in it, or it's not, let's say, rounded off, it's not a perfect kli. Right? If you look at Rashi, right, the ha'omid lamida, right, l'kishe yishaver ze boze tachtov, meaning it's a backup measuring cup, but you haven't yet used it to measure. So he says, according to Shmuel says, the Tanakhama holds, you can't use, let's say, the measuring cup that you normally use, but you can use the backup that, let's say, has not been used yet. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, then what does Rabbi Yehuda say? If you remember the Mishnah, right, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's a measuring cup, you cannot use it. So what's Rabbi Yehuda doing? He's being more machmir, and he says you can't even use the backup measuring cup. So the Gemara says, okay, well, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can't even use the backup measuring cup, that seems to imply that by Simchas Yontif, right, we're measuring out food for Yontif, that Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir, and the Tanakama Chachamim is more meko, is more lenient. So the Gemara says, but then we learned yesterday, but the opposite is true, that Rabbi Yehuda is more meko by Simchas Yontif. This time, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda omer shokel adam baser, can I get a kli, can I get a kofitz? A person, right, we said you're not allowed to use weights to measure out food, but Rabbi Yehuda said that you can put, instead of the normal weights they usually use, because it looks like business, you can use, let's say, a kofitz is a serious knife, is a butcher's knife, is a cleaver. So you're allowed to use a cleaver to measure out, right, the meat. The Chacham say, no, you can't use scales to weigh stuff at all, because it looks like business. You can't do that at all. I mean, apparently, the Chacham are more machmir. Right? So why over there is Rabbi Yehuda mekel and the Chacham machmir? Over here, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, the Chacham are mekel. So Gemara says, Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha the Rabbanan. That's a steer, and there she does. Right? Which one is it? Are they more mekel by Simchas Yontif or not? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokasha. There's no steer between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hasam b'she'ima omei lamida. Hacha ba'omei lamida, because over there, right, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to use that cleaver, right, to measure as against the meat on the scale, because that's not a kli that's used for measuring. But over here, right, he's not going to allow you to use the backup measuring cup, right, because it is something that is used eventually, right, for measuring. And the Rabbanan nami lukasha, and there's no stira between the Rabbanan shitas, right, the hasam avid kevdin and bechol, because there, if you use a cleaver to measure against the meat, that's uvda dechol, and that's a bit normal business practice they do during the week, right? And Rashi says that if for whatever reason the butcher doesn't have his weights, right, he'll use his knives. So that's over the chad, no good. But here, using right, again using the backup measuring cup, no one uses that during the week. Right? It's I guess it's not normal practice to use the backup. So that would be mutar kohen chachamim. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, I got a different interpretation of what does it mean, avaloba mida. What is it, avaloba mida? Well, avaloba mida, what did that mean? Right, we said that, again, if you remember, Abaye said that you're not allowed to use a measuring cup. And then the Rabbi Yehuda comes to say that, no, you can't even use the backup measuring cup. So Rava says, no, what is avaloba mida? Shalu yisko shalu shem mida. The Tanakhama says that you're not allowed to mention the amount. You can't say, I want a pound, I want a liter, I want a gallon. Avakliyam yuchel mida yumalenu, but you are allowed to fill a measuring cup. And also Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no, kliyam yuchel mida lo yumalenu, says you're not allowed to use the measuring cup. So the Gemara says again, seems like Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer when we're talking about giving certain halachos for simchas yantiv, right? Measuring food here for yantiv. They went on the opposite of the Mishnah. The Tana is really the Mishnah, right? Rabbi, this is exactly the same thing we just quoted. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shokal Adam Basar, can I get Kliya? Can I get a Kofitz? Chachamim Omer Main Mashkicha Mekav Maznan Kol Eker. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lekula Chachamim Verabanan Lekula Lechumra. Kashu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashu Rabbanan, Rabbanan. Okay, so again, that's the same steerer that we quoted before. What's the deal with their shitas? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi and the Chachamim, are they mekel or machmir by Simchas Yontif? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokasha. There's no steerer between Rabbi Yehuda's shitas. Because Hasam Shinam Yuchad Lamida, Hacham Yuchad Lamida again, because there when he says that the what's it called? The kofitz, the meat, the cleaver, the butcher's knife, right? Using that as a weight against meat, right? It's not usually used for measuring, but here you have you're not allowed to use, not the backup, right? That was the last interpretation. You're not allowed to use any type of measuring cup. But the Rabbanan Nami Lokasha, there's no steer in the Rabbanan Shida, because Hasam Kavid Kavdina Mechol, same thing as we explained before, that when you use the butcher's knife against the meat, that's Uvda Mechol, that's something that he would use during the week, if he didn't have these weights. Right? But here, when you're using the measuring cup, that's not what he would do during the week. Why? Because sometimes people will give wine to their friends, right, in a measuring cup. Right? Apparently, back in the day, that's how they would kind of just dish out wine. Right? Basically, so that's what Rashi says. That even if it was an actual measuring cup, right, it wasn't necessarily used to divvy out wine for business. So it wasn't clearly doing business on Yantav. So therefore, right, it could have been. That's why the Chachamim were Mekel in this case. Okay. Ma'aseh Rabbi Shulban Butnis, right? We said Rabbi Shulban Butnis, right, would do this stuff in Erev Yantav, right? He would take care of all the measuring. And because of his incredible righteousness in business. So Tana within the Ressa, Af B'moed Osekein, V'hei B'dol Beis HaMedrash. Right, and meaning he would do this in Chol HaMoed, right? Now, not because we said in the Mishnah, right, this is a third reason why he would do his measurements the night before, right, because of B'dol Torah, because he was a Talmud Chacham, right? And he didn't want people would ask him Shailas, etc. He would be learning, right? He didn't want to have B'dol Torah during the Yontif, so he would do it at night. I guess Pashas, there were less people around. But at nighttime, Tana Rabbanan Malan D'Rabbaisa, who kanas shlosh me'ash garbe yayin, that he gathered 300 barrels of wine, mibruri hamidos. V'chaveri v'kazu shlosh me'ash garbe shemen mitzu hamidos. Right, we mentioned that these two things that they would in the Mishnah, right, whether it's oil or wine. Right, the oil we said that they would drip down the measuring cups overnight, so that the oil would go into the full measure of the oil. Would go into the I guess the bottles he would distribute to the customers, and by wine, excuse me, he would pour it the night before to make sure that the foam or the head, right, wouldn't impact the amount he was giving to the customers. So the Bryce says that sometimes that he wasn't able to, right? Sometimes he wasn't able to do this, and from all the extra stuff, from all the extra oil, let's say, left in the measuring cup, or from all the head and the foam, the difference in wine, right, he got 300 barrels, and 300 barrels of wine and 300 barrels of oil. And they brought them, right, again, because they didn't want, I guess they felt it was stealing or whatever, they brought them to the Beis HaMikdash, Right, and Amru Lahem, and they said, meaning the people on the Kohanim, the Gizbar, right, the one in charge of the storehouses, right, and based on me, they're said, you don't have to give us this, right, you can keep it, right. People know that when they pay for the bottle of wine, right, sometimes they get a little head, they get a little foam right at the top. They know some of the oil is still left in the measuring cup. People People don't care. People don't care. They give the money. They know. They give you $100 for the bottle of wine. They realize they're getting a little bit sediment. They're getting a little bit of head on top. It's totally fine. You don't have to worry about it. You can keep the money. They said, "Af anu in ritzoneinu b'kach." They said, "Still, we feel it's inappropriate. We don't want it." Said to them, "But if you're going to be machmir, then asu mehem tzarchi rabim. So let's take the money and we'll use it for the masses, right? We're not going to keep it ourselves. Right? We're going to give it to make sure that people get taken. The communal funds are taken care of. The tanya is learned. The brisa gazel ve'eno yodeh mitlemi gazel. As the brisa says, right? Again, we're not going to learn this for a bit, but." If someone steals something, right, and you don't know who he stole from, so you take care of, right, Yasabem Zarkir Abim, right, you take care of the needs of the masses. Remind me, who, what is that? Zamar of Chista, Boros, Sichin, I forget, Sichin Uma Oros, right, that's talking about like reservoirs, and to make sure that the people who are traveling, right, have enough water, right, let's say, or the regular, or whatever. Okay. Adbere Rav Chista the Rabbana Ukva. Rav Chista was walking with Rabbana Ukva Vidarish, and they were learning. They were talking and learning. And he said Lo yimdod adam seorim vitin lifnei behem do biyotev. You shouldn't measure out barley to give to your animal. Right? That's not the animal doesn't care how much food he's getting. Right? But again, it looks like business. Avakoder hu kavu kavayim, but you can take a scoop and of a kav or two. Venosin lifnei behemto and give it for his animal ben uchoshesh, and you don't have to worry. But that's already if you're using the actual. Rashi says if you're using the actual measuring cup to scoop out the food, that already, right, people apparently didn't do that for their animals, so that was apparently didn't look like business. Vanachtom and a baker, right, moded. I guess baker is not really a great. Usually, nachtom is a baker, but let's say someone who's cooking. Right, moded tavlin menosin l'sof kadero kadeshalo yakdiach tavshilo. And he's allowed to measure out the spices because otherwise, right, if obviously he messes up the spices, right, then the food's going to get ruined. So that's already tzorech for sure. Mamish tzorech, right? You don't have to worry about that stuff because you may end up having with bad food. Right, there's the concern there. That you ruin the food if you don't measure carefully. Okay, Amar of Yirmiyah bar Abba Marav, Model is Isha Kemach B'yamtov and Osinat Zochi Salsa, and a woman is allowed to also measure out the amount of Kemach, the amount of flour that she is putting into her dough. Now, what's the problem? Just to finish, Kedeshi Tito Chala B'Ainyafa, so that she should take a nice, good amount of challah. Now, what does that mean? So, again, basically, the chiyuv of challah, right, is a little bit of a random share. It's a 1/24. That's the amount of challah that a woman or a man, really, but anyways, is going to give from the dough to the kohen. So when she's not sure, right, so she have to cheshbon out. So when we allow her, meaning that she's not sure that maybe she's going to have to give too much to the kohen or whatever. Let's say she knows she needs 24, pounds of bread, of flour to serve to her guests. So she may be nervous. Now she has only 23 because she has to give some of that to the kohen. So she's allowed to measure out to make sure, right, that when she takes the 1/24 or whatever she's taking for the challah, for the kohen, right, she can be generous with her. If she measures out how much challah she's making, how much dough she's making, right, she won't be nervous about how much taking the challah for the kohen. This is not shaykh nowadays because we take just a tiny bit of the dough and burn it. But back then, right, that would be motor. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel says no, that's actually osur. I've done a debate Shmuel motor. Then the base medrash of Shmuel teach me that it was motor. So Amar Abaye said hashda Amar Shmuel osur. The time of the Shmuel motor. Okay, so Abaye says once you're faced with the stira that Shmuel said it was osur, but his base medrash said it was motor. So apparently Shmuel halacha lemaisa osur shmina. Shmuel is coming to teach me the halacha. Now this doesn't mean that he's coming to fight and dispute his Beis Medrash. What he means is halacha ve'in morin kain. That this is the halacha. It's actually mutter, but we're not supposed to teach that in public. Again, because the actual halacha is the mutter, but we don't actually want to say that to the masses. Again, he got nervous that would lead to other measuring issues. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan with another brisa. Ain shonen kemach b'yamtiv. You're not allowed to shonen. Literally means to repeat. So here it means you're not allowed to sift twice. You're not allowed to sift again. Right, flour had to be sifted. Right, there. So right, we said a lot of people sift or makpid to sift their flour, just to get rid of here in Eretz Yisrael. It's really an issue of bugs or eggs. Back in the day, it was more of an issue of, let's say, dirt or pebbles or whatever it is, to make sure that the flour was clean. But the question is, right, are you allowed to re-sift it, right, to make sure the flour is even finer? So the Brisa says you're not, the Tanakh says you're not allowed to. But you're Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezira, Amru, Shonen, right, and those two Tanakhim say, that you are, or Amaroyim, stomach, right? But to say that you are allowed to, right? And Pasha says here that it's not really. It's again, we're concerned here with the malacha of marakid, which is sifting. Right, that's obviously also on Shabbos, but on Yontif, right? That's obviously for fruit it is mutter. And Rashi also mentions that there's no serious tircha, right? There's no tircha yaseder. It's not apparently not a lot of exertion here with sifting, right? It wasn't a big deal, so they said that would be mutter. Vishavin, but the Tanakama, and let's say Rabbi Papias and Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezira agree that she'im nafal tochan tsura kisim, but if a pebble or a splinter, right, a kisim is a wood chip, right, if anything fell into the flower, so then shoshone, then obviously, then for sure you can re-sift it. Again, it could not have been done in Erev Yontif, right, and that fell in. And that you can take that out. Tani Tani Kamei Ravina Ain Shonen Kemach B'Yantav Avol Nafa Tzara Kisem Borer B'Yado. So they taught in front of Ravina that you don't actually sift it. That Borer B'Yado, you can take out the pebble or the rock or the wood or whatever with your hand, but you should not sift it. Right? Even right? You should not sift it. Right? We had said before a moment ago that you can sift it. And then the Ravina said back to him. He said, "What are you talking about? Amalei Kol Shekein Daaser Da'Havalei Kaborer. What do you mean?" He said, "If you're telling me that Borer is also awesome, right? If you're not going to be allowed to re-sift the flour, you're not allowed to do the Borer as well because you're taking out the pebble." And now Darsh Rava Bar Ravuna Zuti Apiska Dinarda, meaning the Borer doesn't help. Meaning taking it out with your hand doesn't help because yes, you're not doing Marakid anymore, but then you end up with Borer. Right? If you tell me that Marakid is Osir, Borer should be Osir as well, according to Ravina. So okay, so Darish Rava Bar Ravuna Zuti Apiska de Narada, right? Rava Bar Ravuna Zuti taught at the gates of Narada that Shonen Kemach B'Yantav, it is mutter to sift flour a second time, right? To make the flour finer on Yantav. Amar Lu Rav Nachman, that's nice. Said to Rav Nachman, Pugi Bemele to Abba, go tell Abba, to father, I guess, Shekilna Tuvaska Vashadi Achizra. He said, that's very nice of you to be Mako, but everybody does this already anyway. Rav Yosef's wife would re-sift the flour, agava de meholta, on the back of the sifter, meaning with a shinoi, and Rav Yosef said, no, chazi dana rifta mal yasabina, right? I want you to have very fine flour, very fine bread, so therefore you don't even need to do the shinoi at all. Tibisudur of Ashi, nahala kimcha agava de besora, again, they would also do a shinoi when sifting this flour again, she would do it on the back of the table, and Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi said, hadi dana de barte de rami barchama, it must be, right, that you're the daughter of Rami Barchama, because Rami Barchama Mara de Uvda Hava, right? He was he was a Mara de Uvda. He was a master of his actions, right? Mara de Uvda, master of what he would do. Ve'i Dalav Chazi Ben Beinasa Lo Hava Avda. And if she had not seen him doing this, right, meaning it must be that she got it from him, right? That because otherwise she would not have come up with it on her own. Right? Pasha says that he was a big tzaddik, right? Against that, that's where it came from, right? It's an actually extra chumra, right? As we've been mentioning. Okay, holich adam etzel chevani haragil etzlo. A person is allowed to go. Finally, just finish off. Right? Same again, same topic, kind of which we started with. You go to chevani. Chevani is a store owner that you're used to, that you're you're familiar with, that you're accustomed to. V'amarlo, he could say to you, meaning you could say to him on Yontif, Tainli beitzim ve'gozim v'minyan, right? You can't derech balabais, right? Leos mona b'soch beso, right? It's normal, right, for a person. You could say, what's it called? You could say, just give me a bunch of eggs, right? Because that's how a person normally talks, meaning it's not an issue of business. We're not concerned that it's some sort of uta d'chol, or it looks like monetary transactions here. Right? Again, you guys will settle up afterwards, right? That's what people do back in the day, and then they do it nowadays as well, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Certainly by restaurants, if you ever see, definitely in Eretz Yisrael, right? You have sometimes, but people will be eating in restaurants on Yom Tov. How does that work? Right? Again, it's just simply because that's, you know, they settle up afterwards or beforehand, whatever. They do that arrangement. Right? So they don't mention the money, but they say, give me whatever, you know, give me a couple of eggs, a couple of nuts. Right? That's how people talk, and that's totally fine. Tan Rabbi Malan de Rabbeisa, Halich Adam Eitzel Roa, Haragil Eslo, V'omer Lo Tainli Gidi Echad O Tole Echad. A person is allowed to go to his favorite shepherd, right, and say, give me a goat, give me a sheep. Right? Eitzel Tavach Haragil Eslo, he can go to his favorite butcher. Right? V'omer Lo Tainli Kaf Echad O Yerech Echad, give me a leg, give me etc. Eitzel Pitem Haragil Eslo, that's for birds, right? Like a chicken, I don't know, owner, raiser, whatever. V'omer Tainli Tor Echad, O Gozel Echad, right? Give me the bird, give me this pair of birds. Eitzel Nachtom Haragil Eslo, you can go to the baker. V'omer Tainli Kikar Echad, O Gluska Echaz, give me a loaf of bread, give me a nice cake. V'eitzel Chervini Haragil Eslo, he can go to the store owner that he usually visits. V'omer Lo, then he can say to him, Tainli Esrim Beitzim O'Chamisha Megozim, right? 20 eggs, 50 nuts. Asara Farsakim, 10 peaches, Chamisha Rimonim, 5 Rimonim, Esrog Echad, right? He wants an Esrog, okay. I'm not aware that people eat Esrogim, but all right, this is definitely a segula for easy childbirth, okay. Either way, fine. Ubavachal Yazgir Lo Schum Mida, right? As long as you don't mention the measurement, right? The amount, but you can't ask for a pound or two, but right? You can ask for the items, and that is totally fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omar, Ubavachal Yazgir Lo Schum Mekach, as long as you don't, not the amount, not the poundage. Not the weight, but the sale, meaning the dollar amount, that you should not do, and that's also right. That's also not discussed. But as long as you ask for the items, that is totally fine. Okay, Adron Alecha in Sodan, and Mitzvah will go weiter in the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. I'll start the fourth parak. Very exciting. Hamedvi, Perak Hamedvi. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.